Yep, solving 3 by 3 systems. It's not actually really too bad. Okay. There we go. Okay. Yes, I said a 3 by 3. I want to show you real quick. Yeah. Just like a 2 by 2. What was this solving a 2 by 2 system? I don't even remember that. Two variables, two unknowns. What do you think a 3 by 3 is? Ah, does anyone know what a graph of a 3 equation, 3 unknown would look like?
Oh, it'd be like three-dimensional.
It's everywhere. It's three-dimensional.
Three of them would be three planes. Let me,
It
comes out X, Y, and Z. Let me show you
something.
No, that's why we're not drawing them. I'm going to show you what they look like. Find this little website. Excuse me, I had this. I thought I had it bookmarked, and I don't. Let's see. Write this down. X plus Y plus Z equals 4. Solve that equation for Z. Find for me 4 sets of points that work. 4. Okay, so if I solve that equation, if I solve that equation for D, or for Z, excuse me, what does the equation become?
Z equals 4 minus x minus y,
or negative x minus y plus 4. So I'm going to do 4 minus x minus y. Bennett, did you come up with a set of points that worked?
Yeah.
What?
1, 1, 2,
perfect, and perfectly stated, an ordered triplet is what it's called. 1, 1, 2 refers to x, y, z. Good. Alex, did you come up with one?
2, 3, -1.
Ooh, I like that one. 2, 3, -1. Chrissy, did you get one?
No.
What do you think?
2, 2, 0.
2, 2, 0. How about 0, 0, 4, 1, 3. See, you can just play around till you get some numbers. It is a little bit of a nuisance. All right, I'm going to show you what... Now, don't worry about this thing called a contour plot. I'm going to show you the plot of the function. Now, it doesn't look real nice because it doesn't show you coordinate axes. It shows you a coordinate box. But this is essentially what it looks like. And if I could get this, and I've been trying to play around and get this to be perfectly centered... But there's 0, there's 4, there's negative 2. The y-plane is vertical, and the z-plane comes actually back and forth, out and forward and backward. And so this is what a 3D graph looks like. If you can tell here, they're showing you that they're going from z going negative 1 to 2, from y going negative 2 to 4, and from x going negative 2 to 4. Looking at it from a certain point, from a view vertical, I haven't played around with that yet. Let me see if I go like this. If I say 0, 0, 0, see what it does. 0, comma, 0, comma, 0. Let me see if that changes anything. I don't know if that'll change how it looks. Doesn't look like it does. But, oh, yeah, you can fool around with it. Absolutely. Oh, I see. It doesn't do that. It just shows me the one little point. Oh, that's uncomfortable. Hold on. Okay, there's the light. I think it looked like it stopped for a bit. Okay. What was the third method you could technically use? Yeah, we don't want to graph this. No. There's actually going to be a third method for 3x3. There's actually four methods. There's one called Cramer's rule, which I'm going to teach you in a couple days. Today we're going to just look at substitution and elimination. You can use any method you want. I don't care what you use. But try to use a little bit of common sense. For instance, in this problem, don't write it down. Just answer for me. What method do you think would be best to use here? Substitution. Because what's the easiest thing to solve for?
Z.
And what does Z equal? And you plug that back in, you're going to be able to find. And then you'll be able to plug that back in. Actually, Y actually equals 19 over. Because Z is positive 1, Y ends up being 19 over 7, which is a little messy. But, and then you can plug that back in and find X, right? That's called back substitution. Back substitution is when you start with the simplest one, find it, and go backwards into your other problems. I am a big fan of elimination, and what I'd like to do today is to try a problem and work through an elimination. The hardest part about elimination is keeping track of everything. It is very easy to make careless mistakes, which is when you're correcting these, we're not going to be putting these problems on the boards for the next couple days. Because when we do that, you might eliminate X, you might eliminate Y, and Alex might eliminate Z. Everyone is going to choose to eliminate different things. Instead, what you do to check your work is you hand it to somebody else and they see if they can follow your work and follow your logic. And I'll do the same. But let's talk here about what variable it might be best to eliminate. Avi?
Z.
Why do you think Z would be nice to eliminate?
Because it's an easiest one that you can multiply into, like, if you're trying to eliminate Z from the first two equations, you just multiply the second equation by 4.
Uh-huh.
And then for the second two, you just multiply Z by, the first equation by 6.
Perfect. I would have multiplied the second equation by 6. And then run a negative somewhere. If you have a variable that has a coefficient of 1, a lot of times that's the one you want to eliminate. So let's write this one down. Well, let's see what happens. Let's do this. Negative 4x plus minus 3y plus z equals 8. And 3x minus 5y. Question, Bennett? Which one? Multiply the second equation by 3, and then subtract those two, and what would your y variable be? Or add those two?
You get no y.
Oh, okay. Going off. The problem when you do that, though, is you still have x and y, or you have x and z. So you still have two variables.
Okay.
But I like your idea of multiplying this by 9 and collecting these two. Because if you multiply this by 9 and collect these two, what will be your coefficient of y?
5.
And you can take this one. Oh, no, but you're still going to be down to two equations, two unknowns. You have to eliminate twice. Let's watch why. How come? So if I take these two, I'm going to have to just give myself room. So I'm going to turn the screen off for a minute. Avi said, I'll keep the first equation as it is. And he said, I'll multiply the second equation by 4. If I do that, what do I get for those two equations? Okay. Then Avi said, I'm going to take the second two equations and I'm going to multiply them by 6. I'm going to do that second step that he talked about. I'm going to take this equation and actually multiply it by a negative 6. That'll give me a 24x plus 18y minus 6z equals negative 48. What do those add to be?
Wait, why don't you multiply
this? Why didn't I multiply? Wait, hold on. Wait. Jackie, what's your question?
Why didn't you multiply this 6?
No, I multiplied this equation by 6. This equation already has a 6. If I multiply that by 6, it makes it a 36. That's too big. I multiply this equation by a negative 6.
Could you choose either equation?
Could you choose either equation? What do you mean?
The first or second one to multiply the third one by? No, to elimination of the third one.
Okay, what would you, if you chose those two, what would you have to multiply the top one by?
It depends on the
three.
And the bottom one by?
Two.
You have to eliminate the same variable. Let's say I eliminate x and I have an equation in x and y. How many more equations do I need in x and y? I need another equation in x and y. If I try these two and I eliminate x, I've got y and z. That doesn't help me. So instead, what I'm going to do is eliminate the same variable. In this second equation, what will I get? 27x, 13y. I'm getting... Okay, you see this equation here and the arrow here and the negative 6?
Yeah.
I multiplied that equation by negative 6. All right. 27x plus 13y equals negative 41. Has everyone already figured out that at this point, if you make a careless mistake, you have some serious problems?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I give partial credit. Absolutely. But the problem is, you know what, then I have to go back and find where the partial credit is, and what I end up doing is looking for every mistake. And that's a lot. So let me ask this. What are we going to do now? You could multiply the top equation. This is going to be a little weird. You could multiply the top equation by, let's see, that's 3, that's 7 times 2, and that's 3 cubed. I'll be honest with you, I'm probably going to multiply the top equation by 13 and the bottom equation by 2. Because multiplying 13 by 30 is not going to be hard. Should I multiply the bottom equation by 2 or by?
Negative.
I'm going to do negative 2. Okay, multiply them out and see what you get. I'm going to see what I get. Let's see that we agree. All right, are you getting a negative 182x plus 26y equals 390? You didn't get 390? Getting there? Does anyone agree with my work? Let's put it that way. Yeah, because that's going to be 140 and 52. 140 and 42 is going to be 182. All right. Collect. Mm-hmm. I know. It comes out evenly. Negative 2, 30, 6, x equals 472, which means x equals negative 2. I'm going to try very hard to make sure that the problems come out reasonable. I'm not saying all the answers will be ones, zeros, and negative ones, but try not to make them too ridiculous.
Excuse
go ahead.
I'm sorry to bother you. Is Adelaide or
Cougar
in here?
No. Oh, Koga? No, no, Rachel's not here and Ariel's not here. No.
They're both
out.
Thank
out.
You.
Yep.
So once you put an X and then you put it back in, then somebody has to solve the two variables.
Do we really? we have to, is there a way to plug back x in and maybe figure out what y equals?
Yeah, put it in there.
See that one right there? All right. So if I put x being negative 2 here, can anyone tell me what y equals?
1.
I'm getting 1. 28 plus 2y equals 30, which means y equals 1. Yeah. Now, what does that mean z ends up equaling? Go back to the... I'm going to plug it in. I'm actually going to go negative 6 minus 5 is negative 11. It says negative 18. Or 18. I'm getting a 3. I'm plugging in negative 2. Personally, I did negative 2, 1 here. So what did I do? I eliminated a variable and got an equation. I eliminated another variable and I got an equation. I took those two equations and I eliminated again. So you're doing 3 rounds of elimination. See if this pops back up. Oop. Okay. Careful mistakes are going to be so the most frustrating thing about this stuff. You're going to understand how to do it. It's not a hard concept. It is the little nitty-gritty stuff, which is why we really don't spend a whole lot of time on this. Pick a variable to eliminate and eliminate it twice. We talked about that. We said if you eliminate x and or eliminate z and then eliminate y, that really doesn't help you. But if you eliminate that same variable and do it twice, you get two equations with two unknowns. And then solve for one variable, and that's where you're going to use back substitution. Take this, plug it into the easiest one it is to simplify, and then go back. But typically, you will be doing two eliminations and then a third. Your two eliminations will give you two equations, two unknowns, and then a third elimination. Oh, says clean the filter, so we can't say. Label the equations carefully. Why? I need to find your work. You need to find your work. When we're looking for mistakes, if we can't follow the logic, it makes it very uncomfortable. One of the best ways to do these problems is to work vertically on a piece of paper, not horizontally. I have a lot more problems, or I notice a lot more problems with people who insist on working horizontally. Work vertically. So let's say you'll do, you know, seeing how much room you have. Here's problem one. Here's problem two. I would recommend working vertically down because we add down and subtract down. It's like a natural progression when you're doing these problems. All right. How about this equation, number 3? Oh, the other place people make mistakes, and this will make you angry because you'll do a ton of work miswriting the original problem. Oh, it happens all the time. Be very careful. Write the problem in your notes. Go back and check it again. Make sure you've written the problem correctly. Let me ask you, what variable do you think you should probably eliminate?
Z.
Because? Yeah, this is an XY, so if I could take those two and eliminate Z, it might work kind of nicely. Okay? Try it. do with it? Wait. Equals 8?
You forgot to put the negative on the 3.
Yeah, when you ran the negative.
Oh, I'm like, God, I knew. Oh. See? Isn't this frustrating?
That's what I got.
No, for the negative 4x of y is 14, it should be 8.
Wait. Negative 4x. Oh, I forgot to run that 3 through. Oh, my God. Oh, so that should be an 8?
But shouldn't it be minus
7? 8? And what I do on the other one? So then?
Equals negative 12.
Equals? No, positive. No. Because I multiplied this by a negative 2.
Equals negative 12.
Right?
Negative 12.
Wait.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Negative 12.
Negative 12.
It's positive 12. No, because I'm...
Oh,
I see. Okay. See, I told you, I hate this. 4x minus 6y equals negative 12. What?
Negative 4.
Yeah, so negative y equals, negative 4, y equals 4. There we go. 12, 6, x equals 3. So negative 3 plus 8 is 5 plus 6 is 11. 2 should be z. 3, 4, 2 is the answer. See? I know. It's not great. Sit 1 second. If you come up with a false answer, 0 equals 4, 5 equals 10, something that doesn't make sense, that's a no solution. If you get a true statement, it looks like that. Tomorrow, we're going to have to spend one moment talking about how they get the answer in the back of the book if you have a true statement. I want you to see if you can figure it out. It's written in your book. Essentially, they do it all based on one variable. All right, thank you.